I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years of Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
We're stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Welcome back to Stoke, everyone. My name is Jane. I'm your host. This is one of the snowiest Stoke days I think I can ever say. This past week, I mean, guys, I walk into the studio. It's only Monday today. I film a day early. It has been just torrential snowing the past full weekend, and you know what, it's just that time of year, I guess. You gotta just embrace it and hope that the warmer weather is on its way. Honestly, me and my roommates have been debating that, you know, I'll take the snow over how cold it's been before this. So honestly, you know what, and my 8:30 and 10:30 were canceled / put online, but self-canceled by me this morning, so I got about 3 more hours of sleep. I can't complain, you know? It's a beautiful day, it's sunny. What more can you ask for, you know what? And that's why it's just the perfect day for Stoke. It sounds like I'm setting this up for like a winter episode. Unfortunately, it's not, but I am very excited for this theme. If this is your first time listening, I usually go for a theme every week. It's getting more and more challenging, guys. You know, I've been doing this for over a year now, and you start running out of ideas after a while. So just be thankful that I have some, okay? Anyway, so the idea I have this week is called Before They Were Big. So I think what I'm going to do is play two songs from the same band, and one's going to be from their really, really early days, or their first album, or whatever you have it, their first band, whatever, and then their biggest song that they've ever produced or had. And what I'm kind of deeming that is most plays on Spotify, even though sometimes, you know, the song's overplayed, it's overplayed for a reason, and that's why it's the top. So that's what we're going to do. It's going to be, hopefully you like some of the bands because you're going to be hearing them twice, but what we're going to start off with is, or I guess, are the Beatles, and classic Jane, obviously, I have to play the Beatles. The first one I'm going to do is Chains, and this is off the Beatles' first album, Please Please Me, which was in 1963. Now, obviously, I've got to do some bit of conversion here, because if you do Spotify plays, you got to do how many records they sold back in the day, because that's how it used to work. So for this album, this song was actually written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Apparently, they, on this album, they did a lot of covers, I would say. Like, Anna is another big fan of mine, or I'm a big fan of it, and it was also a cover. So anyways, this is one of my favorite ones. This one only sold 1.3 million copies in 1963, which I think is pretty telling as to how successful they were for their first album. And then the next song, if you can guess what the Beatles' most famous song of all time is, and you're going to have to go with the George Harrison special, Here Comes the Sun, which, honestly, let's see how many Spotify listens it has. I think it is 1,750,000,000. And I don't even think I have to say more than that. That's probably got to be one of the top songs ever. you know, played on Spotify, and there was 31 million copies sold worldwide. So on, you know, Abbey Road, their last album ever made versus their first album, they grew exponentially, if you can say. I don't know the actual math terms by that, but 30-fold, maybe, if that makes any sense. But yeah, it's a cool progression. Even I'm excited to hear how, you know, the sound changes as these people, you know, get older or figure out what type of music they like to play. So I'll stop yapping, and I'm really excited for this one. I think it'll be a fun one to listen to. So this one, you've got Chains and Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Very, very nice. It's actually funny. Didn't realize that George actually sings both those songs, so it's perfect. Anyways, all right, we'll move on. We have, okay, I'm going to do four songs, but two artists coming up. And I'm actually really excited for this one. I thought of it, like, last minute. But this one, and obviously it goes hand in hand and exactly what I like, but we're going to do Finn Wolfhard and Joe, which is Joe Keery. Obviously both from Stranger Things, yes. But for the Finn Wolfhard one, we're talking early days Finn Wolfhard, like seeing his band play on TikTok, and what better way to introduce you to it but than playing Calpurnia, which is his old band. It was a great Canadian, just like an indie band. I guess he's from Vancouver, so it was with some of his friends from Vancouver. Not quite sure how long they stayed together, but they played quite a few songs that, you know, actually popped off. Maybe, like, yes, you have to give a nod to the fact that, you know, he was quite famous at the time, but, you know, this dropped in 2018, so, you know, 8 years ago. That's a pretty long time ago. Anyways, the song I've picked is City Boy by Calpurnia. I actually still have it liked and will occasionally listen to it. And, you know, it reminds me of, there's this band in my high school that they would always play. And, you know, I kind of kept up with it. I was friends with the guys in the band. And it sounds like the sound they were making at the same time. Like, honestly, it was 2018. It was around the exact same time. So kind of a bit of a nod to that era of, I guess, growing Canadian indie music. Could have played Say It Ain't So, which is probably one of their, like, famous covers, but I was like, you know what, I'll play a song that they've, you know, made themselves. And then from there, his one of his bigger songs, he obviously just released an album in the summer. This is...
There was a choice.
Well, you just got a tease of it, because I clicked the song instead of what it was, so... It is called Choose the Ladder, and yeah, he's got about 5 million plays on that, which is pretty impressive, 5.7 mil, and then, sorry, I didn't say what City Boy was. Okay, well, you're also getting a tease of that one, too, because I apparently can't do it today. City Boy had 15 million plays, which is actually kind of crazy. Anyways, I will also introduce Joe. This one, I've probably played both these songs before, but, you know, I want to include them in this little mix here. This one I'm going to do is Roddy, which is quite, like, it's hard to say it was before he was big, but it was his first, I think his first song he ever released under the alias Joe. Let me just do some fact checking here for 1 second. Yeah, Roddy, 2019 was his first drop, first release, and... You know, I'm always a big fan of that song. And then obviously what you're going to hear is his most famous song, which is End of the Beginning, which is 2 billion views, which is
and
pretty
Roddy
crazy.
Has,
well, oh, good. I just deleted the tab. I literally went back. Oh, my gosh. 116 million. So to go from 2 billion to 116 million. It's pretty crazy. That's a pretty big grow. But what's interesting, I'll stop yapping. I know I'm dragging this long, but. End of Beginning, was released in 2022. And I remember this because there were songs on this album that I really liked. And, you know, I kind of knew him. Fool was a big one. I remember that was my first year of university. And I remember hearing, yeah, this was the fall of my first year. So it was, I remember obviously hearing this song and I knew about it before it was big. And then genuinely, like, fast forward 2 more years, I saw it starting to get, like, edited on TikTok, which, you know, it's the power of social media, man. But yeah, it was getting edited too. And I remember, like, listening to it on a drive to a sevens tournament one time. And I was like, oh yeah, this song is fantastic. And then it just exploded. And people that had no idea who Joe was now knew who he was. So it was kind of cool to see that. But, yeah, two big songs for these guys. I'll play them both for you, but that's the Stranger Things music lore for you guys. And yeah, get to listen to it.
Yeah.
is a choice.
Inside my head.
All right. Well, that was a good little mix. I think that was a perfect kind of say into things. But you can tell that, like, I mean, as much as Finn Wolfhard's a bit younger, like, he had that more progression, whereas, you know, Joe's musical career hasn't really taken off yet, so his sound is kind of still similar, honestly. Even though there's, like, a couple years in between that, like, not much has changed. I guess his new album's a bit different than what you just heard, but, yeah, definitely interesting. Anyways, the next two I will do is going to be the 1975. I apologize in advance. This is going to be, you know, artists you've heard constantly on this account. However, you know, it's fun and it's good. And I can also do this again with different people, so it works out perfectly. Anyways, I was looking up what their, you know, one of their first few songs were. And it was apparent. And obviously, I want to play songs that I know and can speak to. So I picked the song Sex. It's very good. It was, honestly, I think it was released in 2013, which is pretty wild. Like, if you're talking length, 2012, apologies. If you're talking, like, length and music career, the 1975 have been at it. And I give them mad respect because I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon. So we're still waiting on a new album, honestly. I really want to hear a new one. Anyways, this song has 213 million views or hits, whatever you want to say. And their biggest, most popular song, if you can guess, is Somebody Else, which is just one of my favorites. It's fantastic. So compared to, what did I just say, 213 million versus Somebody Else with 983 million. So really, really interesting. Also, it's cool to see bands that have, you know, their top five songs on Spotify all have hundreds of millions of views, whereas some artists, you know, had one big breakout song, kind of like Joe or Finn Wolfhard or whatever. But it really says a lot to the band if they can produce songs that, you know, have thousands and thousands of views and tens and twenties of songs with that same, you know, speed. Or even the fact that they're one of their first songs ever still has 213 million views. Like, it's pretty crazy. Anyways, 1975, fantastic band, waiting for a new album. Would really love to hear something come from them. They've been teasing stuff for a little bit, so would love to hear something from them. Anyways, I will let those play out and then I will be back.
And this is how it starts.
Somebody else.
All right, well, turns out that I wasn't even recording, so I was just talking and wrapping it up. Anyways, so what I'm going to get you guys to listen to now is a bit of 21 Pilots. So the song from the past that I've picked is called March to the Sea, and it really reminds me of Come Sail Away, which is by Styx, and it's honestly the exact same, I guess, premise of the song. Like, there's weird spaceships that take them somewhere. It's giving the same vibe, just, you know, a couple years later. Like I was saying before, but 21 Pilots I've always liked, and I especially like their early stuff, so I thought this was like the perfect band to pick. I know some people make fun of me, whatever, but it's great. Like, I started listening when they dropped Blurry Face, which was 2015. And then I kind of worked backwards from there. Vessel was 2013. And then, like I said, the song I'll play for you guys, it's called March to the Sea, and it was off their 21 Pilots album in 2009. So obviously I didn't listen to that when I was 5 years old, but I listen to it now and it's great. I'm not as big of a fan of their newer things, but their biggest song, not really much of a surprise, is Stressed Out. And Stressed Out, I like it. I like Ride a bit better, and I like some other songs on that album a bit better, but Stressed Out has 2.9 billion streams, which is kind of right beside Here Comes the Sun, which is pretty wild. But yeah, it's pretty interesting to see the development and growth of, you know, their 2009 album and then the 2015 one, because that's still a bit of time. That's 6 years. Lots can change then. So yeah, we'll listen to that. 21 Pilots, they're still kicking. They dropped an album last year. I'm sure there'll be more. They kind of similar to the 1975, just keep pumping out songs that are pretty famous. So there you go. We'll listen to that, and then we'll get on to the last bit.
There's miles of land in front of us, and we're dying with every step we take. We're dying with every breath we make, and all fall in line. A stranger's back is all I see. He's only a few feet in front of me, and I'll look left and right sometimes, but I'll fall in line. No one looks up anymore, 'cause you might get a raindrop in your eye, and heaven forbid they see you cry as we fall in line. And about this time of every year, the line will go to the ocean pier and walk right off into the sea, and then we fall asleep.
Follow me instead.
voice will chant the phrase, this line's the only way. And then I start down the sand, my eyes are focused on the end of land. But again the voice inside my head says follow me instead. Line is dead, so I'll follow you instead. So then you put me back in my place, so I might start another day. And once again, I will be in a march to the sea. I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed. The different names, we would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah, we used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah, wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
We used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. We used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money.
All right, well, I'm going to have to be quick. Thanks again for listening, guys. This is our last segment of Before They Were Big. And what I'm going to play for you here is a bit of the Jackson 5. What we have is I'll Be There. And over Christmas break, my dad was talking about how this Jackson 5 concert he went to in the 80s, and he was just obsessed with it. And so I thought it was funny because it was when Michael Jackson was starting to become really big, and I just thought of this idea and thought this was perfect. So I'll Be There is a really lovely song. I didn't want to play one of their basic songs, but I'll Be There is really nice. It's when Michael Jackson's quite young, so not exactly sure what era or exact year it was. It's 1970, which is pretty crazy. And then obviously, don't think I knew this, but Michael Jackson's biggest song was Billie Jean, which is just fantastic. And I just thought it was a natural progression to not just play like the first Michael Jackson song, but a Jackson 5 song, because that's where he began and that was his roots. And then obviously wanted to play something that he was really big and what he got into eventually, which is the point of the whole episode. So that's what you're going to get. You're going to get little Michael Jackson singing I'll Be There, and then Billie Jean, which is also just a great song. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys. I can do this episode again. It was very fun. Give me some new bands you'd like me to do, and I will for sure do them. So anyways, we'll let those play and enjoy a bit of Michael Jackson for your snowy Tuesday.
She told me